Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Yud Aleph, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. Umi Ikol Lamanda Amar Chotzer Lam Mishum Yodes Raboy. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asuna Batzaru Vashifya. So the Gemara in the middle of daf Yud Amid Beis brought a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether a ketana has Chatzar, or a Ketana does not have Chatzar. Reish Lakish said in the name of Abba Koyim Bardolo, Ketana ain lo Chatzar, ve ain lo Arba Amos. A Ketana does not have Kinyan Chatzar, and as a result, she also doesn't have the rabbinic version of Kinyan Chatzar, which is Kinyan Arba Amos. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomar, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yana, Yesh lo Chatzar, that a Ketana does have Kinyan Chatzar, ve Yesh lo Arba Amos, and she has Kinyan Arba Amos as well. Rashi said, and we'll see more about this in the first part of today's daf, that the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was discussing a man who wants to divorce his wife, that's a ketana. Ordinarily, a man that wants to divorce his wife does not have to place the get in his wife's hand, although it says in the Torah, V'nosam b'yada, but Chazal, v'marba, that midai raisa, if he puts it in one of her possessions, her quote-unquote chatzar, that too would constitute a gerushin. The machloikis is whether a ketana, who could be migureshes midai raisa, could she be migureshes if the husband places the get in her chatzar or not? Reish Lakish said in the name of Abba Koyim Bardolo, ketana ein lo chatzar, and as a result, ein lo arba amlis. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yana, yesh lo chatzar, v'yesh lo arba amlis. The Gemara said, b'maiko mifliki, what is the beer in the machloikis? Said the Gemara, it's a fundamental machloikis, how you understand king and chatzar. Mar tzavar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, chatzar mishum yad is rabbi. The way Chatzar works is we look at it as an extension of the person that owns the chatzar. If that's the case, ki hecha de islo yad, just like a ketana has a yad, she could be megureshes midei raisa, she has what she needs in order to qualify to be a v'nasam b'yada, so to chatzar nami yisla, she's going to have chatzar. Umar sabar Reish Lakish holds, chatzar mishum shlichus is rabbi, that chatzar is not mishum yad, but rather it's mishum shlichus, v'kihechi de shlichus laslo, just like a ketana can't make a shliach to do something for her, so to chatzar nami laslo, she's not going to have kinyan chatzar as well. The Gemara then digressed for a moment, and the Gemara said, is it possible? Could there even be a manda amar? Is it tenable to think that chatzar is mishum shlichus es rabbi? We know that a person can steal via his chatzar. And if chatzar is mishum shlichus, that should be a problem because of ein shlich ledvar avera. The Gemara said two terutzim to this kasha, Ravina, Rav Samo, read that Be'ezer Hashem we're going to get back to in the end of the daf. But for now, the Gemara is continuing to the Ikr Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ketana Yesh Lo Chatzar, Ein Lo Chatzar, and B'mai Komiflegi, whether Chatzar is Mishum Yad, or Chatzar is Mishum Shlicho. Says the Gemara, Mi'ikun Mandam HaChatzar Lam Mishum Yad, this Rabbi, is there a Mandam in the world that holds that Chatzar is Lav Mishum Yad? V'hatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yada, it says in the Torah, the word yada. Where does it say that in the parish of Gerishin? The kasav lo sefer krisos, the nasan be yada, and chazal darshan in liel yada. Based on that passage, you would think that the only way a man can divorce his wife is if he places the get in her hand. Gago chatzer v'karfifa minayin. How do you know that if the man would place the get not in her hand, but rather in her chatzer, that the Gerishin would be a Gerishin? Talmud loimar. The Torah said v'nasan, and from the word v'nasan, we learn mikol makom that as long as he gives it to her, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Now, this Braisa argues the Gemara is checkmate. It's proof that Chatzar must be Mishum Yad and not Mishum Shlichus. Says Rashi, what's the Raya? All you see from here is that Chatzar works. Maybe it works Mishum Shlichus. So Rashi says that the rest of the story is a Gemara right in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh, where the Gemara discusses how do you know Shluchay Shaladim Kamoisai, and one of the Mekoyrois that the Gemara brings is from the parish of Gerishin. It says the word Vishilcha. And from there we learn that the man can make a shliach loilacha to divorce his wife, and a woman can make a shliach loikabbalah to accept again. But the point is, says Rashi, that the Gemara means to ask, that if chatzar is mishum shlichos, then you wouldn't need a special pasuk
to teach me that a woman can get divorced al yedei chatzer, because I know that already from the fact that she can always get divorced al yedei shliach. I don't need the word v'nasan mikamakam to teach it to me. V'shilcha already taught it to me. Must be that there's a special chiddush in v'nasan which teaches me chatzer that I wouldn't know from v'shilcha. And what is that? That chatzer works not mishum shlichus, but rather it works mishum yad. If it works mishum yad, the Shulchan Aruch is tweaked a little bit. For example, Ktana has no shlichos, but Ktana has yad. But says the Gemara, it's muchach from this drasha, the nasa mikamakim, that chatzar always works mishum yad. Zok the Gemara, the Indian get kuli amalei pligi the chatzar mishum yad. This rabbi, you're right. There's no way to argue with this braisa. It's mefurish in this braisa that chatzar works mishum yad. And in fact, as it relates to gerushin, everybody would agree that a Ktana has chatzar. And you have to say the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ktana yesh lachatzar ein lachatzar, is not the way we explained it up until this point. It's actually not talking about gerushin. Ki pligi, what then is the machloikis lein yemitziyo? Whether or not a Ktana could be koina a mitziyo with chatzar or not. Mar sovar, yalfina mitziyo meget. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we learn mitziyo from get. And just like a Ktana has a chatzar le'inyan gerushin, because chatzar le'inyin gerishin is mishum yad, so too a ktana is going to have a chatzar le'inyin mitziya. We're going to view it as a yad, and as a result, it's going to work. It's true by get, chatzar is mishum yad, and ktana has chatzar, but as it relates to mitziya, they're not. Yibai Yisayim, but the Gemara says, alternatively, you could say it a little bit differently. As it relates to a ktana, a minor, that's a girl, there's no question, being that you see that she has chatzar as it relates to get, so too, yalfina mitziya leget, she's going to have chatzar as it relates to mitziya. The halacha, what then is the machloik? Is bekatan kamifoke. Whether or not a katan has the same halacha, mar sava yalfina katan miktana, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we learn katan from ktana, which seems very reasonable. Just like a ktana has chatzar mishum yad, so too a katan's also going to have chatzar mishum yad. Mar sava, Reish Lakish holds lo yalfina katan miktana. It's true, ktana has chatzar le'inyin get, and so too le'inyin mitziya, but not a katan. The Iba Yisayim of the Gemara says, alternatively, choice three, you could say that really there's no machlokes at all. Rather, mar amar chada, umar amar chada, v'loy pligi. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, although they're always talking to each other, in this case they weren't. Rabbi Yochanan was saying one thing, Reish Lakish was saying another thing, and there was really no machlokes. What is the mar amar chada, umar amar chada? So Rashi says, two nischais, how you could say it. Either you could say Reish Lakish was talking about le'inyin mitziya, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about le'inyin get. Everybody holds le'inyin get based on the braisa chatzus mishum yad, das ketana is going to have chatzur. Everybody holds lo yalfina mitziya miget, and as a result, as it relates to mitziya, for sure ketana is not going to have chatzur. So Rabbi Yochanan's talking about get. Everybody agrees with what Rabbi Yochanan's saying. Reish Lakish is talking about mitziya. Everybody agrees with what Reish Lakish is saying. Inami Rashi says it could be. You can say that one was talking about a katan and the other one was talking about a ketana. Meaning maybe everybody holds yalfina mitziya miget, and as it relates to a ketana, everybody holds ketana is always going to have chatzur. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. However, everybody also holds lo yalfin on kata miktana, and that's what Reish Lakish was talking about. Either way, zok de mishnah vayte ra oisan ra tzen acha metziya. So a man sees a bunch of people running after a metziya. So it seems word got out that there's a metziya where the halach is harei elu shaloi, in somebody's private property, and the person that owns the property sees everybody literally running to try to be the first one to acquire this mitziah, or achar tzvi shavur, or these people weren't running after a typical mitziah, but rather this was a wounded deer, achar goizalich loy parchu, or they were running after young birds that aren't able to fly. Either way, this lost item, whether it was a mitziah, a tzvi shavur, goizalich loy parchu, was in one person's private property. And this person who sees everybody trying to get it said the following, zachzali zad, I want my field to be zoichen, meaning it's in my field. I know there's something called Kinyan Chatzar. I want to acquire it with Chatzar. So the Halach is Zachzalai, he's going to acquire it. Hoya Tzvi Ratz Kedarkai. If this Tzvi was Ratz Kedarkai, meaning it wasn't wounded, Oysha Yugoy Zalois, that when Mafrichin, they were able to fly, Va'amah, and the person said, Zachzalai Sadi, I want my field to be Zoichen. In that case, Loy Amar Klum, what he said is not going to be of any value. So if this Mitziah is entrenched on some level in the person's rishos, Then if he says Zachsa Lisadi, he could acquire it with King Echatzah. And all these people running after it are going to be a day late and a dollar short. If, however, the Tzvi is Rots and the Goizolois are Mafrichin, in that case, even if he says Zachsa Lisadi, Loya Marklum, it's not going to work. Tosfos, Dibra Maschul Zachsaloi, says that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds a little bit like the only way a person can acquire something with Chatzar is if he says that I want to acquire it with Chatzar, but that's not true. And Tosfos tells you yesterday's daf, because the Gemara, when it was discussing Kinyan Arba Amos, the Gemara threw out a possibility that maybe the only time Arba Amos is Koina is if the person says Akne. But the Lashon of the Gemara was, V'itikun Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon were misakin something called Kinyan Arba Amos, Ki Lo Yomer, Mayhavi. Why would you have to say that you want it to work? If Dalet Amos is a Kinyan and an item is in your Dalet Amos, then Memela, you should be Zoichin it. So Tosfos says that if the Gemara said regarding Kinyan Arba Amos, for sure you don't have to speak it out, then as it relates to Kinyan Chatzar also, you wouldn't have to speak it out. Other Rishayim Achaylik, but either way, Tosfos says the words Zochso Lisadi in the Mishnah is really Lav Dafka. Regardless, this Mishnah is a Yesoidis Liga Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that discusses Kinyan Chatzar. There are other Mishnayis that talk about Kinyan Chatzar. The beginning of Perek HaZoyrik and Masech Tzgittin is one that comes to mind. But this is definitely one of them. And the context of this Kinyan Chatzar is a lost item. A mitziah, something that's hefker, something with halach is that if you're the first one to be zoichen it, harei elu shalai, it's mavur that a person could be koina a mitziah with Kinyan Chatzar, says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And again, these next five lines, like almost every block of five lines of Perek Shnayim Oichsin, is Dvarim Ha'imdim Berum Ha'ishalayim. So Rav Yehuda said, in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, that the only time, it's true in the Mishnah, that this person can acquire the Mitziah with his Sadeh, is if he was standing next to his Sadeh. But if he's not standing next to his Sadeh, he's far away, in that case, there's not going to be Kinyan Chatzar. Freit the Gemara, why? Even if the person is not next to his field, still he should be able to acquire it. Because Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, that a person can acquire something with his Chatzar, even Shalom Midaitai, even if he has zero das. No, if a person could acquire Shalom Midaitai, so why does he have to be Oymeid Betzat Sadeo? So the Gemara says, Hani Mili, it's true that Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, Chatzar Shalom Koinoloi Shalom Midaitai. But that's only true bechatzer hamishdameres, if the chatzer itself is protected. So, for example, a person owns a field and the field is gated. A chatzer hamishdameres, then there's halacha chatzer shaladim koyin loy shalom yidaitoy. Av a chatzer she'ein mishdameres. But if someone owns a field that's not mishdameres, then he oimei betzad sadeo. And if he's standing next to the field, then he could acquire with Kinyan Chatzar, Eloi, if however he's not, Eloi, it's not going to work. And what's the punchline? Our Mishnah is talking even about a Chatzar She'ena Mishdameres, and being that it's talking even about a Chatzar She'ena Mishdameres, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel had to make the Ekimta, meaning if the Chatzar was a Chatzar Mishdameres, you don't have to make any Ekimtas. Because Rav Yitzchak Reb Chanin already said, Chatzar Rishal Adam Koin Eloi, Shaloi midaita. The reason he made the Aikimta is because we're talking about a chatzah she'ena mishdameres, and a chatzah she'ena mishdameres, you're only going to be zaycha if you're oimed b'tzad sodeo. Now, why is it that if chatzah is ena mishdameres, you have to be oimed b'tzad sodeo? And what does oimed b'tzad sodeo actually do? So Poshet, the Rishonim say, is that Oymeid Betzad Sodeu makes the Chatzar a Chatzar Mishdameres. In other words, there's something called Kinyan Chatzar, but a Kinyan Chatzar requires a Chatzar HaMishdameres. So if the Chatzar is Mishdameres because it's gated, good, there's your Chatzar HaMishdameres. If the Chatzar is Ein HaMishdameres, then there's a plan B. There's a way to improvise, and that would be by you standing next to your chatzer. For who she'oimei betzad sodeu makes the chatzer she'ena mishdameres into a chatzer mishdameres, and memelo you are going to be able to be kind of. But either way, what's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's halacha? It's going to be melava us through the entire daf into tomorrow's daf. That a chatzer has to be mishdameres in order for it to be koina. If the chatzer is mishdameres by itself, Gevaldig. If the chatz is in a mishtameris, then the only time the chatz will be able to be koina is if you're oime bitzatzadeo. Says the Gemara. Me not tame the chatz shein mishtameris. He oime bitzatzadeo in iloi loi. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul continued, and he said that what's the makar to this idea? That a chatz that's in a mishtameris, the only time he can be zoicha is if the person is oime bitzatzadeo. The Tanya. It's learned out from the following braisa. Now, the hakdama to the following braisa is the halacha of shikha. So what's shikha? Shikha is one of the matnois anim of leket, shikha, upeyafein. Shikha can happen in one of two ways. Either the bundles and all the sheaves of wheat are forgotten in the field, or there was a person that was working the field and he forgot to cut some of the standing grain. Either one of those would be shikha. This braisa specifically is talking about bundles of wheat or bundles of tefuah that were forgotten. The halacha is, as long as you meet all the prerequisites, you check off all the necessary boxes, it qualifies as shikha, and the halacha is, it has to be left for the aniyim. The most basic halacha of shikha, as it relates to bundles, is that you need that side of balabayas, whoever owns this geshef, he forgot about these bundles, and side the poyalim, the people that work it, forgot about the bundles. So if the balabayas forgot, but not the poyalim, or the poyalim forgot and not the balabayas, in those cases, it's not going to be considered shikha. So that's the background. Says the braisa, hoyo imid be'ir, if a person was in the city, meaning he was away from his field, for oimer, and he said, yoidei anisha oimer sheyeshli besadeh, poyalim shakhu. I have a hunch, in fact, I know, that there are bundles in my field that the poyalim forgot about. Now, I remember them right now, but I'm concerned that I may forget about it a little bit later. So he makes this declaration, he's Moisa Moida, and he says, Lo yehei shikha. I don't want it to be shikha. So in the event that I forget about it a little bit later, I don't want this to be shikha. Lo yochel, lo yehei shikha. You would think that if he taku forgets later, it's going to be shikha. Now, if he doesn't forget later, it's a moot point, because shikha requires everybody forget. But he's trying to preempt and say that even if I forget, I don't want it to be shikha. So you would think it's taka, not shikha. Talmud Loimar says the Torah, Vishachachta Oimer Basode. And we learn from here, Basode Vishachachta Veloi Be'ir. Shikcha is only if you forget in the Sode, Shikcha is not if you forget in the city. Now, the truth is, if you read this braisa again a little bit slower, you can't even read it, right? What does the braisa say? Someone's standing in the city and he says that I know my poyalim forgot tfuah. I remember, but I'm worried that I'm going to forget. Ordinarily, if I later forget, we all forgot, it's going to be shikha. But I don't want it to be shikha. So yachal lo yehi shikha. You would think it shouldn't be shikha. Talmud loymar. It says, v'shachachta oimer basada, that shikha happens when you forget in the field. But if you forget in the city, then it's not shikha. I would think it's not shikha. Talmud loymar, a pasuk that says it's not shikha. Frank the Gemara, how do you even read the braisa? Hagufa kasha, yachal lo yehi shikha. The braisa says you would have thought that it shouldn't be shikha. Alma, what do you see from here? That we're about to prove, have a shikha, that really is shikha. V'nasav la Gemara, and what was the makar? Besada v'shachachta v'loy be'ir, to teach me, alma lo yehi shikha, that shikha is only if it happens in the field, not if it happens in the city. So how do you even read the braisa? Said Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, elalav hachi kama, you have to say, this is the pshat. Besada, in the field, shechuach meikara, have a shikha. If the owner forgets before the poyalim forget, that's when something is going to be shikha. However, zachor ulebesoiv shechuach, if the owner didn't forget, then the poyalim forget. But the owner didn't forget about it yet. Then even if he forgets later, ain't shikha, it's not going to be shikha. In the field, the only time something is shikha is if the balabayas forgets first and then the poyalim forget. If, however, the poyalim forgot, at that point the balabayas had not forgotten, he's thinking about it, and it's only later that he forgets, it's not going to be shikha. Now the Gemara interrupts, my time, what's the reason for this? Probably the kivan dekoy gaba, because being that he's in the field right now, so he's next to this tfuah that was forgotten by the poyalim, even though the poyalim forgetting creates some level of matnas aniyim and some level of hefker, lemaisa, he is next to his chatzer, and his chatzer is going to be zaycha. So it knocks out the shikha of the poyalim, and if it knocks out the shikha of the poyalim, even if he forgets later, it's not going to be shikha, because shikha is you both forgot at the same time. This is only true in the field, but as relates to the city, even if the person had remembered at the time that the Poyalim forgot, and only later did he forget, it's still going to be Shikcha. Meaning, it doesn't matter in what order it happens. My time, what's the reason? Because the whole Svara that you have in the Sada doesn't apply in the city. Because the Lesa Gabe, the Liskile, because being that he's not in the field, he's in the city, so even if they forgot and he remembered, it's not like he's undoing their shikha by acquiring it now minahefker with kinyan chatzah, because kinyan chatzah only works if you're oimed bitzad sadeo. But al kaponim, if this halach is true, this would then be a makar. The chatzer shel adam is only koyim away where it's ena mishtameris, that would be the akimto, if he's oimed bitzad sadeo. But if he's not oimed bitzad sadeo, it's not going to work. Now, the Gemara just said a shtikl toira. I think we understand what the Gemara is trying to extrapolate from this, but the Shtikl Torah was predicated on a Braisa that was a little bit hard to understand. So how do you go back to the Braisa and work it through? So Rashi speaks it out. It's Dibra Maschol Aval Be'ir. Says Rashi, three lines in. This is the way you have to read the Braisa. You would think that if a person is in the city and he says that I know my Poyalim forgot the Oimer, I remember it now. I'm afraid I'm going to forget later. I don't want it to be shikha. You would think itaka is not shikha. Talmud loymar besada v'shachachta. But oitcha besada, not but oitcha besada is the only place that you can create shikha. You can create shikha be'ir. Faker. We're trying to say that in this case, when he forgets, it's going to be shikha. So what does it mean? Talmud loymar besada v'shachachta. But oitcha besada hu de be'inon de shachachte ato. It's there that you need that you forgot before the Poyalim forgot. The loy be'ir, not in the city, meaning loy be'in of the shachachta. She'av shikchas Poyalim oisa oisa shikha. Even if it happens in the reverse order, still it's going to be shikha. But again, the point is, we're not learning the sugi of shikha, that the Gemara just had no eitza how to learn this price. Yochel lo yehi shikha in the city sounds like really it is shikha. Talmud loymer besada v'shachachta that in the city it's not shikha. The teretz is really what the Bryson is discussing, not whether it's shayet shikha b'ir, whether it's not shayet shikha b'ir, but what the Bryson is discussing is whether if you forgot after the Poyalim forgot, whether that would be considered shikha. And for that the answer is that besada that would be considered shikha, as opposed to besada. But as opposed to this, in the Besada, it wouldn't be considered Shikha, but Ira would be considered Shikha. And what does it boil down to? Because Besada, you would be koina with Kinyan Chatzar if the Poyalim forgot it before you forgot it. That's not something you would have in the city. Must be that if you're in your field, you can be koina with Kinyan Chatzar. This is what we need. But if you're in the city, you can't be koina with Kinyan Chatzar. And the reason is because Chatzar is only koina if you're Oimi Betzad today. But the Gemara says, Mima, it's a nice Shtikl Torah. But I definitely don't think that you can prove anything from this price. Maybe what the price is trying to say is this Xeris Akosif, the Besada Nahavish Shikha, who be irred loy Nahavish Shikha. That the only time something is considered Shikha is if you forget it in the field, but if you forget it in the city, it's not Shikha at all. Meaning, not forgot first, forgot second, has nothing to do with this. What the Braisa means when it says Talmud Loimar is, Talmud Loimar, the only time something is Shikha is if you forget in the city, if you forget in the field. If you forget in the city, it's not considered Shikha. And in fact, what the Braisa is trying to prove from the Pasuk is that this person who is already in the city, even if he is going to forget later, it's taka not going to be Shikha. Now, why did the Gemara learn this way originally? Because the Gemara said, Hagufakasha, Amrit Yochel lo yehe shikha al mehave shikha. It sounds like we're trying to prove that it's going to be shikha. Now you're telling me, Talmud Loimar, that the only time something becomes shikha is basada, that really it's not going to be shikha. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't ask the kasha in Toim Aviyesh Loimar. It's just not the way Rashi wrote his Pirish on Shas. But Rashi clearly bavarns it, because Rashi says, Dibra Maschol Dilm Gzeris HaKosafi, it's the last line, Vahachi Komar Yochel yehe shikha. Very obvious what Rashi is trying to say. Rashi is saying that in this teretz of the Gemara, you're going to have to change the gersa. And the gersa is not yochel lo yehe shikha, it's yochel yehe shikha. And if that's the case, you don't have to say shtikl toira. I mean, if you had the gersa of the braisa the way we have it, you would be boxed into saying a shtikl toira. And maybe proving Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's halacha v'usha oime b'tzad sadeo. But the Gemara says that I'm very uncomfortable with this whole shtikl toira. I'd rather just tweak the lashon of the braisa. And by tweaking the lashon of the braisa, everything is going to be okay. But what then is the braisa saying, lefi anal? What the braisa is saying is that the only time something is shikha is if it happens in the field. If, however, you forget in the city, it's not going to be considered shikha. Faith the Gemara, is that true? If somebody forgets in the city, is it really not shikha? a makra, doesn't it say in the pasuk, lo yisashuv lekachtoi? It says, after the Torah introduces the basic concept of shikha, that v'shachachta oimer besada, lo yisashuv lekachtoi, you shouldn't return to go pick it up. And from there we learn, the rabbi shikha sayir, that even if you forget in the city, it's considered shikha. But the Gemara says, no, haimi bayilei lelav. That pasuk's not coming to teach me that shikha in the city is considered shikha, but it's coming to teach me a loisaseh. It's the only time there's a loisaseh associated with shikha, and that's what that pasuk's coming to teach me. But the Gemara says, imkein, if that's the case, name a kro loisi kochenu. It should have said loisi kochenu, my loisaseh. It's coming to be marba, even shikha sa'ir. But the Gemara says, "Vakati mi boyle." No, I need it for something else. Look at the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Fun of ain shikha shel achrav yeshikha. Shahu bebal tashuv. So what's this halacha? The halacha is that if a person is cutting all the tefuah and all the grain inside his field, so the halacha is that if you forget, meaning you jump over something, and forgot it in that way, that's when there's a halacha of shnikcha. If, however, you forgot it, but you didn't forget it by passing over it, but you forgot to go to it. So, for example, you're in the middle of working one row, and you decide to skip over to the other row, and you don't go back to the row that you were in the middle of. If you didn't cross over it, you weren't poiseach, in that case, you're not going to have the halacha shnikcha. And that's learned out from the fact that it says loy sashuv, meaning the words loy sashuv are coming to teach me that. In fact, zayakla kol shuv b'val tashuv shikra kol she'in b'val tashuv and a shikra says the Gemara amar asik. So I need loy sashuv to teach me that. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said amakra. It says in the pasuk yil rabbi shikra sa'ir, and being that I know from the word yil rabbi shikra sa'ir, that's how I know that there'd be shikra even in the city. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, we brought in this whole brisa as it relates to shikra to teach me this halacha of maybe the only time kinyan chatz is going to work is if you're omed bitzad sadeh. What the Gemara says, at the end of the day, this is not something you're able to learn. This chiddush Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. V'husha omed bitzad sadeh. Rav Yehuda and Shmuel is not the only one that said it, but Ula said the same thing. V'husha omed bitzad sadeh. V'chein omed Rabbi Bar Bachana. Rabbi Bar Bachana said it. V'husha omed bitzad sadeh. The only time kinyan chatz is going to work is if you're omed bitzad sadeh. Fait the Gemara. Esvei Rav Abba Ula. So when Ula said it, Rabbi Abba asked him the following questions again. Kinyan chatz. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Ula, and Rabbi Bar Bachana, all these Gedolei Amiram said the same thing, that the only time Kinyan Chatz works is if you're Oimei Betzad Sadeh. But if you're not Oimei Betzad Sadeh, it's not going to work. With the caveat, it's only true if it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres. If it's a chatzer mishtameres, chatzeri shel adam is koineloi shaloi midaita. If, however, it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, that's when you have this halacha that it only works if you're Oimei Betzad Sadeh. So when Ula said it, Esevei Rab Abba Ula. Rab Abba asked Ula the following question, says the Gemara. And the question that he asked him was from a Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. If the Mishnah sounds familiar, it's because we learned this Mishnah together in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Esev Rabbi Gamliel, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel, V'skeinim, Shehayu Ban B'Sfina, they were on a Sfina. And Rabbi Gamliel, when he was on the Sfina, he realized that he forgot to be Marfish Shumas and Maestris from the Tfua that he had back at home. And he got very, very worried. And the reason he was worried is because there's a chazaka that a Talmud Chacham is always Mafresh Maestris, and there's no question the people in his family are going to assume that he was Mafresh Trumas and Maestris, and based on that assumption, they're going to maybe eat from the Tvua. But really, it's Tevel. It's not something that you're allowed to eat. So Rabbi Gamliel has this pachad, and immediately he turns to the skenim that were with him on the Sfina, and he says as follows. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Isur Shani Osid Lamud Nasum Le'Yeshua. He said, I right now, I'm being Kairashem, and I'm saying that I want 10% of all this tefuah to be my solution. That's something that I need to do. And I'm giving it to Yeshua, as in Rabbi Yeshua, who was a lady, who was one of the skenim that was together with Rabbi Gamliel. And he said, Umekoy my muskaloi. The way I'm giving it to him is I am going to lease him a space, and by leasing him the space, he's going to be able to be zoicha in this ma'aserishin that I'm giving him. The Isar Acher. Additionally, I have to give another ma'aser, and the reason is because in addition to ma'aserishin, you always have to give either ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani. Rashi says this was one of the ma'aser ani years, and as a result, he also had to give ma'aser ani. So he said there's an additional ma'aser that I'm going to give, and then I'm not only Akiva ben Yosef, I'm giving it to Rabbi Akiva, k'deish yizkabay la'aniyim. Rabbi Akiva was a Gabbai Aniyim, and he said, I'm giving it to Akiva ben Yosef, I want him to have it, umakoymer muskaloi, and I'm going to lease him a space like this, he's going to get it. Now, just to be clear, in order for a person to remove the Issa Tevel from Tfuah, you actually don't have to physically hand it over to the Levi, to the Ani. It's not something you have to do. What you need to do is, you need to be Kairoshem. But as long as you're Kairoshem, that in and of itself is going to be enough. But you don't physically have to hand it over. That's something that's not necessary. He was obviously going Lefnim Ashuras Adin, and this was something that he wanted to do. But the bottom line is, he was being makta the Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua, he was being makta the Maisa Ani to Rabbi Akiva, and the way he was doing it was by giving him a space, and by them now having a piece of property, meaning the piece of property where the tefuah currently was, they were going to be able to acquire it with kinyan chatzar. Says the Gemara, this is Rab Abba asking Gula. The assumption is how are they going to be zoichen it? They were going to be zoichen it with kinyan chatzar. If chatzar only works, if you're oimed b'tzatzadeyu, so it's very nice, he's makna the chatzar over to Rabbi Yeshua, and he's makna the chatzar over to Rabbi Akiva, but at the end of the day, they're not standing next to the chatzar, and if they're not standing next to the chatzar, then l'chayra, it wasn't going to work. So if it's not going to work, then what's this whole Eitzah? So Eitzah Rab Abba Lu'ula, you see mefurish that King and Chatzah works even if you're not Oymeh B'tzatzadeh. So the Gemara says, after Rab Abba asked this kasha to Ula, Omalei, Ula responded to Rab Abba and he told him, Domi Haimer Abonon K'tolei Gamri In Shishmaita. You're talking like someone that Pasha doesn't know how to learn. Meaning the kasha is such a silly kasha, you push it sound like someone that does not know how to learn. Now, he didn't explain to him why, but he was sharp enough that I guess Rab Abba decided he's going to go ask someone else why his kasha was so not a good kasha, but he let it be. Rab Abba came to Surah, Amar Lahu. So he walks into Beis Medrash and he said, Hachi Amar Ula. You know, Ula said the following halacha, V'ichas V'hachi Yisvise. And I asked him the following question. And I don't know, the mamish, this is the response that I got. I can't figure out what I did so terrible. Amar Lahu Rabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon that was there, see, he said, let me explain to you why Ula machtavek your kasha. It's because your kasha was predicated on the fact that the way that Rabbi Gamliel was makna the Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the Maisa Ani to Rabbi Akiva was by giving him a piece of property, giving him a chatzar, and being makna to him now the Maisa Rishon into the chatzar. Meaning he was working with Kinyan Chatzar. Hence your question. If he's not Oymeh B'tzatzadeyu, so how's Kinyan Chatzar going to work? But he told us not what happened. Rabbi Gamliel mitalteli agav mikarki hiklahem. What happened was, it wasn't working with Kinyan Chatzar, it was working with Kinyan agav. Meaning, they gave money, as a result, he was maknehim the karka, and the agav, he was also makne the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Ani, and being that it was working with Kinyan agav has nothing to do with being Oymeh B'tzatzadeyu. Being Oymeh B'tzatzadeyu, that's Allah and Kinyan Chatzar. This wasn't working with Kinyan Chatzar. So the Gemara says that after this, one of the Rabbanon, we don't know who it was, explained this halacha. So the Gemara says, Rab Zeira Kibble. Rab Zeira was there and he says, he's saying good. And that's why Ula was upset, because Lamaisa, your kasha wasn't a good kasha. Ab Rab Abba Loi Kibble. Rab Abba was not Mekabel. Rab Abba said, I disagree. I stand by my question. Amar Rava, so Rava commented and he said, Shaper Ovid Loi Kibble. Rab Abba's right for not being Mekabel. Why? And he says, let me ask you a question. What was the objective of Rabbi Gamliel? He was trying to get the Maisa Rishon over to Rabbi Yeshua, and he was trying to get the Maisa Ani over to Rabbi Akiva. If at the end of the day, this is what he's trying to accomplish, so I don't understand why he had to even go through such great pains by giving him karka. What he should have done was, he should have been maknatim with Kinyan Chalipin. Did no one have a Sudr? I mean, they're on a boat. Did no one have a Sudr? They must have had a Sudr. So why didn't they just make a Kinyan Chalipin and be maknatim that way? Ella, there's a reason, right? Something's going on over here. The reason is because it's because at the end of the day, what's Rabbi Gamliel being makna? He's not being makna something that he owns. He's being makna Maisa Rishon. Once he's mafresh the Maisa Rishon, he doesn't own it anymore. All he has in it is Tovus Ana. What's Tovus Ana? Tovus Ana is the schus and the right that you have to decide and pick and choose who you want to give this to. But Tovus Ana is not mamon in that it can't be transferred via Kinyan Chalipin. And Hochanami Tovus Ana ain't a mammon liknas agabi karka. And for the same price, Tovus Ana is not mammon. You can't be maknit b'kinyan agav either. In other words, Ula chapt that it must have been kinyan chatzar and not kinyan agav, because if kinyan agav would have worked, then kinyan chalipin also would have worked. And if kinyan chalipin would have worked, that would have been the easiest way to do this. So why didn't he do kinyan chalipin? The teretz is chalipin wouldn't have worked. And the reason is because Tovus Hanah ain't a mammon, and he didn't have enough mammon in it in order to be able to make a kinyan chalipin. Well, if that's the case, kinyan agav wouldn't have either worked because he didn't have enough mammon in it in order to make a kinyan agav. What then did he do? What he did was kinyan chatzer. How does kinyan chatzer change anything? So Rashi says what he did was he was mafker his rights to the Meiser Rishon. He was mafker his rights to the Meiser Oni into a chatzah that belonged to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva respectively, and they were able to be koinem in a hefker. So to make a kinyan where I'm being makna something to you, for that toifes hanah is not enough for it to be toifes such a kinyan. But to be mafker something that all I have toifes is toifes hanah, and that's something I am able to do, and for you to now be zoichem in a hefker, that's something you would be able to do. That is how Rabbi Abba chapt, that it must have been a kinyan chatzer. That's why Rabbi Abba asked the kasha, and that's why when one of the rabbanon explained to Rabbi Abba why Ula reacted so vehemently and dramatically, Rabbi Abba wasn't mekabel, and Rabbi told him, you're right for not being mekabel, because it couldn't have been kinyan agav. And the reason it couldn't have been kinyan agav is because Tovus Hanah in a moment, and that's not enough to macha kinyan agav. The haraya, right, the shtickle Torah had a raya. The haraya, because if kinyan agav was feasible, then kinyan chalipin also would have been feasible, and that would have been the easy way out. And from the fact that he didn't do a kinyan chalipin, must be you couldn't have done a kinyan agav either. But the Gemara says, after this whole shtickle Torah of Elohi, it sounds nice, but it's actually not muchach, which is why Reb Zera was mekabel, which is why Ula felt so strongly this way, says the Gemara. And the reason is because matnas kahuna nesina ksiv bahu. If you look in the parish of matnas kahuna, what are you supposed to do with your matnas kahuna? It says venasan. You're supposed to give it. Okay. Chalipin derech mepkachu memkaru. Chalipin is something that was a financial instrument. It was something that was used in mekachu memkar. And being that it's something that was used in mekachu memkar, so therefore it's someone is that's makna something bechalipin, it's not considered a nesina, and as a result, it's not going to work. Metaltlan agav karka, however, as it relates to metaltlan agav karka nesina alimtahi, that is something that would qualify as a nesina, and as a result, there is a distinction. You want to know why you didn't give it al yidei chalipin? It's not because tovesana is in a moment, and he didn't have enough in it in order to be able to make a chalipin. It's because the Torah says you have to give it, and chalipin is derech mekach memkar. It's not considered a mais and a sino. Agav, however, meaning Kenyan agav, is something that is considered a nesino, and as a result, could be Kenyan agav is something that he would have been able to do, and therefore it's not muchach that it was Kenyan chatzer, and that's why Ula told Rav Abba that don't ask me kashas from that maisa with Rabbi Gamliel and the Skenim, Shayubam, the Svina. It sounds like there was a Kenyan chatzer that happened where the Bala chatzer wasn't Oymei Letzad Sadeo. It's not muchach. Could be what was going on over there was not Kenyan chatzer, but rather what was going on over there was Kenyan agav. Now, not for now, but I am related raid bites. Rashi explains this whole story the way we explained it. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam a whole nother mahalach in what was going on here with the mice of Rabbi Gamliel was getting. Now, it doesn't change the pshat in the Gemara, but it changes the story and what exactly the narrative was. And we once spoke at a ha'ora nifla. I don't say that lightly, from Ruvi Margolis, it's in his Haggadah Shel Pesach. We spoke it out when we learned Masechtes Kedushin Daf Chavav, Ayin Shom in the related raid bites. One other ha'ara, before we start the raid, that came to mind is, so Rav Abba asks Ula Kasha, and Ula didn't like the Kasha. Ula told him, Domi Haimi Rabbanon Kidloi Gamri Inshi Shmaita. If you look in the Maseres HaShas, so the Maseres HaShas sends you to Erevin Daf Tezvav and other Gemaras where you find this Nusach. One of those Gemaras is Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. In that Gemara, it's also Rab Abba who asks Akasha, and the response that Rab Abba got was, Domi Haimer Rabbanon, to Mandalay Gomri Inshi Shmaita. So it seems that Rab Abba is asking Kashas that at least he thought were good Kashas, and it caused quite the uproar and quite the dramatic reaction. So what came to mind is Gemara Masechtes Beya Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and the Yoidei Dover Taina that this Gemara might be the hardest Gemara in Shas. We're not going to go through the Gemara, but it might be the hardest Gemara in Shas. It's definitely in the conversation. So the Gemara over there says the following: Kisolik Rab Abba, where Rab Abba was going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amari said Yehi Rava De Eimam Milsa De Tiskavel. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirotzoy that I'm going to say a shtickle Torah and the Olam is going to be makabel. The Olam is going to like what I have to say. So the Gemara says, Kisolik, when he came, Ashkechelu Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rab Chanina Bar Papi, V'Rab Zeru, V'Amri Losom Seir, Rab Avo, V'Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, V'Rab Yitzchak Nafka, V'Yasvi V'Kamri, and they were learning a hard sugya there in Mesechtes Beya. The words they said was the liftel mayim umelach legabi isa. So Rab Abba heard the kasha. Amru Rab Abba, I have a teretz to your kasha. And the Gemara says achichu ale. They started laughing at him. And they told him gulsaychu shakli. He said, Did I steal something? Why are you laughing at me? Hadra achichu ale. So they started laughing at him again. And the Gemara says Rabbi Shaya was near, and he saw that everybody was laughing at Rab Abba. And Rabbi Shaya commented, he says, Shaper abed achichu ale. You're doing right. Absolutely, you should be laughing at. You learned this Gemara. This is not the hard part of the Gemara. This is the easy part of the Gemara. But if you go through it, it's poshut. Very hard to understand. What Rab Abba do so terrible? And you almost never find a Gemara like this, where their mamash making lutzonis from him. Like, why are you laughing? And no, you're right for laughing. So at the time, we spoke at a Nifludig Chsam Sofer. He says this in a few different places. In fact, the Chsam Sofer, when he says this, so his lashon is that it's margul b'pumi. He says, this is something that I always say, and that is, that why did Chazal tell us this story? That they laughed at Rab Abba the way they laughed at him. The reason is Chazal was trying to teach us that Rab Abba came to a place, and he wanted a tiny good. So he said a tefillah. What was his tefillah? His tefillah was, Yehirava de'ema milsa de teskabel. May it be the will of Hashem that I'm going to say something that's going to be miskabel. Chasam Sofer says that the emes is, it's a mishnah. Chazal say that before a person talks and learning, you're supposed to say a tefillah. It's Rab Nechunya ben Akona's tefillah. Rab Nechunya ben Akona hayu mispalo b'knisosa lebeis ha-medrash. Tfilah kitzar. What was this tfilah? So the Gemara brings a braisa. Tanu rabbanan. Biknisasim mahuay mer yirotzim ulfanech Hashem alikai. Shelo yera dvar takol al yodi. Vlo ikoshel bedvar alocha. V'yismuchu bichavera. Rashi says, because if I'm going to say the wrong halacha and my chaverim are going to laugh at me, it's going to come out, harei roi shtayim. I did two bad things. Number one, I said the wrong halacha. And number two, I'm causing them to make latsanas for me, and by me doing that, ultimately they're going to be punished. So that was the tefillah Rab Nechunya ben Akana. You're supposed to say a tefillah, but the Chasam Sofer says Rab Abba's tefillah was not Rab Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah. What was Rab Abba's tefillah? Yehirava de'ema milsa de tiskabel. I want to say something that the Olam is going to be makabel, not something emnes. Not al tome val tartar. Yehi rabba de ema milsa de tiskabel. Says the Chasam Sofer, when a person says over Torah, he's not supposed to be thinking yehi rabba de ema milsa de tiskabel. What he's supposed to be thinking is lahagdul Torah la'adira. That's what he's supposed to be thinking. V'lo yikasho b'dvar halacha. There's no question. And nobody should be nichso because of the dvar halacha that I'm saying. I'm trying to do a dover toiv, and now someone's going to get punished because of this dover toiv that I'm trying to do because someone's making latsanis in me. Yeah, that's a legitimate tefillah. But Yehi Rabba De'ema Milsa De Tiskabel, that's not a good tefillah. And he said, this tefillah of Rab Abba to me is the paradigm of the wrong mindset that someone that's saying over Torah is supposed to have. And that's why Chazal prefaced, they Davka said that Rab Abba said the wrong tefillah and Vasa Geshein Achichu Aleh. It was one big Litzonis to teach that if a person has the wrong machshavas and he has the wrong mindset, it's not going to be lahagdol Torah l'adira, and it's not going to end up playing itself out in a proper way. Chasam Sofer writes, margul b'pumi, this is something that he always said, that the kavana of saying Torah is not yehirava de'emo milsa de tiskabel. It's yehirava that it should be yiskadol v'yiskadol shmeirava. That's the idea. It's supposed to be lahagdol Torah l'adira. He says, whether the oilam is makabel or is not makabel, he says, vasatis mitamagat, she has nothing to do with him. His mindset is supposed to be to say, and halavai also is not good. Either way, that's the hakdama to the raid. So as it relates to raid, as promised, going back to the sugya of ein shliach ledvar avera. So two auras. The first aura is just pshat, and I think it's a sugya that comes up a lot in chas, and there's something that jumps off the page right now. You can't even learn this gemara daf yomidik without being ma'ir this. It's the pnei shuas kasha, but it's so pasha, and that is the gemara brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether chatzar is mishum yad or chatzar is mishum shlichos. And the Gemara said, "Mi ikaman da amar chatzu mishum shlichus is rabbi." Is it even possible to say that chatzu is mishum shlichus? We know Chazal dashen in the matzi timatzi ageneva biyadai that a person can be koine geneva, he can be a ganev al yidei chatzu. We also know ein shlich l'dvar avera. And if you're going to tell me that chatzu is mishum shlichus and kei matzinu shlich l'dvar avera, we know that that's not the case. It says the Gemara, is it possible that chatzu should be mishum shlichus? If that's the case, matzinu shlich l'dvar avera, and everybody knows that ein shlich l'dvar avera. Freik the pnei Yeshua. Why is it that ein shlich l'dvar avera? Ein shlich l'dvar avera is because of a svara the Gemara says. Divrei Arab, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaymin. Why are you listening to the Mishaleach? He's supposed to be listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aver. Now, what the oimik of that is a big machloikis, hapoiskim, and it's not our sukya. But the basis for Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aver is a basic svara, and that is Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoinim. If that's the case, Freik T'Pnei Yeshua, what's the havamin in the world that there should be a chesaron of ein shliach l'dvar avera as it relates to chatzar? A shliach that shayach the divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, ein shliach l'dvar avera. But a chatzar which is not shayach to divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, it's poshet that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So what does the Gemara even mean to ask? Now the truth is, the Gemara gave two terutz into this kasha, Ravina and Rav Sama. Ravina said that when you say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, that's if the Shlich is a Bar Chiyuva. If the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuva, you don't say it. Rav Sama said when you say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, that's if the Shlich is a Baal Bechira. But if the Shlich is not a Baal Bechira, then you don't say it. Now it certainly sounds a little bit, Rashi explains the Gemara that way, that Ravina and Rav Sama's terutzim really are the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. But that didn't make the Pnei Yeshua happy. At the end of the day, this kasha shouldn't even start. If Boshin doesn't get onto first base, it has no avana. What did the Maksha think? The Maksha didn't know Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishaimin. But it's even more than that. Because you see there's a machloikis between Ravina and Rav Sama, right? How do you know it's a machloikis? First of all, the Gemara says, might be Nayu. And the Gemara came up with Nafkaminas. So you see clearly that Ravina maybe doesn't hold of Rav Sama, and Rav Sama doesn't hold of Ravina. I'll tell you even better. The Ramah paskins like Ravina. The Shach brings a Rishima of poiskim. I kid you not. 10, 15, 20 poiskim. It's one of these monster Shachs. Where the Shach says, I don't know how the Ramah was able to paskin like Ravina, that it's totally in whether the Shlich is a Bar Chiyuva. I have raised that so many Rishonim paskin like Rav Sama. If you'd ask me, I would say the halacha has to be sai like Ravina and sai like Rav Sama. Because at the end of the day, the yisoid of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is Divrei Atam, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishonim. If the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuva, then there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishonim. If the Shlich is not a Baal Bechira, then there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishonim. This Gemara is Einoy Oimer Ela Dershuni. The Havamin of the Gemara, and even Ravina and Rav Sama, the Terutzim are both Pashit, but they're too Pashit. So how could there be a Machloikis? How could there be a Shaila? Whether we Paskin like Ravina, whether we Paskin like Rav Sama, if Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is rooted in Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishoimim, what's even the Havamin of this entire Sukkah? Says the Pnei Yeshua that he believes that Tosfos was bothered with this kasha, and Tosfos, in a cryptic way, was masped the whole sugya. It's Tosfos on Daf Yudam Beis. It's Dibra Maschel Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Read the Tosfos inside. It's very short. Beperik Ish Mekadesh Ikud Yalef Meshchutei Chotz. There's a mandama that learns Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira from Meshchutei Chotz. The Chsiv Hu V'lo Yishlucha. The Ikud Yalef Mishum Dahavale. Meila utficha shnei ksuvim abon keechad diyei shliach ve'im malamdim. Says Tosfos, you want to know the makar to Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira? Take a look in Perek Ish Mekadesh, and you're going to see that the Gemara learns it from Psukim. It's learned out from Mekoris, this idea of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. What's the makar? It's because really you find in different sugyas yei shlich L'Dvar Aveira. But the rule is shnei ksuvim abon keechad ein malamdim, or shloisha ksuvim abon keechad ein malamdim. And you find that by shlichas yad and by meila, there's different parashiyas in the Torah where you find mefurish that The halacha is yesh lichad varavero. We just finished learning Perek Meruba. Tichah mechira is one of the examples. We have yesh lichad varavero. So it's a shnei ksuvim abon keechad, or it's a shloisha ksuvim abon keechad. And the rule is chol shnei ksuvim abon keechad ein melamden. In other words, Tosfos is saying that you want to know the makar. That ain't shlichad varavera. It's not divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnayim. That is not the makar. The makar to ain't shlichad varavera is that the Torah in a few places said yeit shlichad varavera, and we have a rule kol shnei ksuvim abon keechad or shloish ksuvim abon keechad for sure ain't melamdin. And being that you have all these makaris, the ain't shlichad varavera, that's how I know ain't shlichad varavera. So then, what is this whole divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnayim business? If that's not the makar to ain't shlichad varavera, so why is it so often quoted? It's the time of the krah. It's the reason. It's the svara for ain't shliach l'dvar avera. But it's not the reason for ain't shliach l'dvar avera. The emes is like this. It's mefurish in the Ritva. The Ketzos and Simon Shim Pei Ches brings this Ritva. The Ritva is in Perek Ish Mekadosh, Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph and Masechtes Kedushin. Just the opening lines of the Ritva. Shani Hasam the ain't shliach l'dvar avera. The Amrina divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnayim. Those are the words of the Gemara. It says the Ritva Pirish Taima Kamrina. The Gemara is giving the reason for Ein Shlichad Varavera, Shehu Kein Al Aroiv. And the reason is because in most cases, when you have an Ein Shlichad Varavera scenario, it's going to be something that conforms with the idea of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atam, and Divrei Mishayim. Miu Dino Deiraisahu. However, the ikid din of ain't shlichad varavera is not divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnayim. It's a din deiraiso. Kidele come on, like the Gemara is going to say later. He means l'chayru, what we just spoke out from Tosfos. Va'afilu heicha d'leisi l'hai taimo. So that even if you're going to find a situation where you can't necessarily have divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnayim, k'goyin shehu shoygeg, uki yoytze b'zeh, uki d'amina b'bav mitziyah b'perikam. And he brings our whole Gemara word for it. He brings the entire Gemara. Here above Metziyah Daf Yud, that you see clearly that it could be even when you don't have this svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim, still you're going to have Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. To say this is a mafteach to understand our Gemara, and it's a mafteach to understand the whole Indian of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, why? What do you mean? Everybody knows Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim. Abazokte Pnei Yeshua, I see in Tois Fasir and Bava Metziyah Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the Tois in Shem Pei Ches brings this Mufurisha Ritva here in Kedush and Daf Mem Gimel Amen Aleph, that's only the time of the Korah. The Makar is really the Shnei Ksum and the Shleish Ksum and Abon Ke'ech, which is the Melamdin, which is a Makar. Meaning, Shnei Ksum and Abon Ke'ech and Melamdin is a Makar. So you have now a Makar, that the Halach is that Ein Shlech Advar Aver. What's the time of the Korah? The time of the Korah is based on a svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim. But at the end of the day, it doesn't always have to conform with the time of the Korah. And even if it's not conforming with the time of the Korah, still the halach is going to be Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aver. In most cases it will, but it doesn't have to. And the Ritva says, you want a makor of where you see it doesn't have to? Learn Bava Metziah, Daf Yud. Where do you see it? Ravina doesn't hold the Rav Sama. Rav Sama doesn't hold the Ravina. The whole Havamina of the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua. He's shrine the Pnei Yeshua. What was even the Havamina that you should say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aver by Chatzar? You don't have Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim. The Teretz is because Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is not because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is because of a din. It's a din d'iraisa. The reason is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim. In most cases, it's going to stim. It doesn't have to stim in all cases. It's definitely a chiddush because when you learn Kedushin and you learn the sugya of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara says v'taim amai. Mark gives a reason. Oh, but this is only the time of the Kra. And you don't have to conform and comply 100% with the time of the Kra. Al Kaponim, this is the way the Pnei Yeshua understands Tosfos, Azoy Shteit and Ritva. Rashi is certainly not so mashma that way in the Sugya. The Ktois Grada in Shim Pei Ches holds that Rashi Shita in Shas is like the Ritva. Everyone asks from Rashi over here above the Metziah Daf Yud, Bossi Rak La'er. But the bottom line is, that's the first order. The second order is, so, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveir, which means that if somebody makes a Shliach to go do a Dvar Aveira, although Shluchei Shaladim Kemoisai, but in this instance, whatever that person does is not going to flow back to the Mishalech. The Shliach will be Chayev for whatever Aveira that he did, the Mishalech is off the hook. So Yeshlachkar is the question. If someone makes the Shliach to do a Dvar Aveira, Mishalech is Pater. Is he only Pater Medine Yadam, but Chayiv Medine Shamayim, or is he also going to be Chayiv Medine Shamayim? So, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. If somebody makes a Shlich to steal, the shliach has to pay kefil, not the mishaleach. If someone makes a shliach to do an avera for which you're going to be chayiv malchus, the shliach is going to get malchus, not the mishaleach. Even though if someone makes a shliach to get married, the mishaleach is married, not the shliach. Yeah, but when it comes to a dvar avera, in shliach a dvar avera. Is that only b'dinei Adam, or is that true b'dinei Shemayim as well? So really, this inyan starts with a Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Nun Heimad Beis. The Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Yeshua, arba dvarim ha'isa oisam patam b'dinei Adam b'chayim b'dinei Shemayim." There's four things that if a person does these things, he's going to be patam b'dinei Adam, but he's going to be chayim b'dinei Shemayim. The Elohim, ha'poyritz gede b'fnei behemes chaveroi, ha'koyfif kamasei shal chaveroi b'fnei adleiko, ha'soicher edei sheker lahoyed, v'ha'yodeya edes l'chaveroi v'enoi meyadloi. This is what we know as Grama ben Azakin. And Grama ben Azakin is Pata Medina Yadam, V'chai Medina Yishmai. The Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph has a discussion that why did the Braisa, why did Rabbi Yeshua have to give four examples of Grama ben Azakin Pata? One would have been enough, two, three. Why do you need four examples of Grama ben Azakin? And the Gemara goes through each one, what the Chiddush was. Says the Gemara, V'asoicher Edech Sheker, there's a special Chiddush. There's a chiddush that it's included in this din of patim medina yadav v'chayim medina shemayim. Why? Now the time I would have thought, lema, let the person that hired Edei Sheker say, divrei harav, the divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishoimim, u'bedinei shemayim nami loy l'chayim. And if that's the case, he shouldn't even be chayim medina shemayim. Kamash v'lon, you know what the chiddush is? That a soicher Edei Sheker is chayim medina shemayim. Meaning, the chiddush is not that he's patim medina yadav. He's a classic Grama ben Azakin. I know from the previous cases that Grama ben Azakin is patim medina yadav. The reason Rabbi Yeshua mentioned it is because he wanted you to know that a soicher Edei Sheker is chayim medina shemayim. Why would he think he's different than any other Grama ben Azakin that's chayim medina shemayim? Because there's a svara to say that it's very nice, I hired you to say Edei Sheker, but why'd you listen to me? Divrei harav, divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishoimim. And it's based on that Rabbi Yeshua needed to be mechadish that a soicher edei sheker is patim medinei yadam, but he's going to be chayim medinei shemayim. Zok toisus and perak hakoimus right here in Vav Amar Aleph, that this that it comes out from this Gemara that if somebody hires edei sheker, he's patim medinei yadam chayim medinei shemayim, and you don't say divrei rab divrei atam divrei mishayim. This is only if you hired the edei sheker. If, however, a person would tell an aide, would you please do me a taifa and say aide the shaker for me, and the person would do it, then you would be potter afilu medine shemayim. As I state in Taisus. So it's tafka the soicher aide the shaker, where you have the kamash malon, that although divrei harav, divrei atama, divrei mishayim, you're going to be chayim medine shemayim. But if someone just tells aide the shaker, then you don't have the kamash malon. Then the aloch is going to be, you're potter medine yadam, and you're also going to be potter medine shemayim. This Taisus is brought down lahalacha by the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat Sin and Lamed Beis. And the Shach, Alata, he shries at this Ramah, which is really a Tosfos. And he says, it's a plea atzuma to me, because l'chura, it would seem to be keneged a mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara is in the Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's in the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveiro. So the Gemara, if you remember, brings a braisa. If somebody tells a shliach, say harogas anefesh, go kill somebody. Chayiv, the halacha is, the reitzeach is chayiv, the shalcha potter, but the mishalech is going to be potter. Why? This is your classic ein shliach l'dvar aver. Shamay azokin oim, mishum chagei anavi. Shamay azokin said in the name of chagei anavi, shalcha chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. How did you know? He learned it from David HaMelech, Isai Rakt b'cher b'nei Amoim, that David HaMelech was considered to be responsible for the death of Uriah Chiti, even though he didn't kill him. He was a shliach, ein shliach l'dvar aver. The teretz is that over here it's different. Says the Gemara, my time of the Shamay Azakin. What's Pshat in Shamay Azakin? Shamay Azakin doesn't hold of Ein Shlich L'Var Avera. What's Pasha Pshat? So the Gemara has a few suggestions. One suggestion the Gemara says is like this. Avad the Shamay holds Ein Shlich L'Var Avera. So what did he mean when he says, Sholchav Chayiv, you hire a hitman, you the Mishaleach are going to be Chayiv. You know what Chayiv means? Chayiv Medine Shemayim. It means you Chayiv Medine Shemayim. You're not chayim b'dinei yadam. You're chayim b'dinei shemayim. Says the Gemara, "Bechal the Tanakama sover afilu b'dinei shemayim nami pater." You mean to tell me that the Tanakama holds that you're going to be pater b'dinei shemayim? That can't be, because if Shammai's chiddush chayiv is b'dinei shemayim, then it seems to imply that according to the Chachamim, you're going to be pater b'dinei shemayim. And the Gemara says, "No way, ein shlich adar averi, you're going to be pater b'dinei shemayim." So the Gemara says, "Not true." Shammai means chayim medine shamayim, and it's true, everybody holds in an ein shlich l'dvar avera, you're going to be chayim medine shamayim. So what's the machlokes? If they both hold Yechayim v'dinah shamayim, says the Gemara famously, Eladina rabba v'dinah zuta ikibeinayim. The shnayim is how chayim v'dinah shamayim are you going to be? According to Shama, you're going to be chayim v'dinah rabba. You're going to be very chayim v'dinah shamayim. According to the Chachamim, it's a misdemeanor. Dina zuta, you're going to be chayim v'dinah shamayim. But the bottom line is, zok teshach, it's a mefurish Gemara, kedushin mem gimel, it's not negotiable. The Gemara says, Yechayim v'dinah shamayim, dina zuta. But at the end of the day, Ain't shlich advar avera, but yichayim adin ishwa. Now, why is it that ain't shlich advar avera? Because divrei arav, divrei atama, divrei mishoyim. And afal pikein yichayim adin ishamayim. So you say, Meres, the svara of divrei arav, divrei atama, divrei mishoyim is not strong enough to override the idea of being chayim adin ishamayim. If that's the case, how could Tosfos and Rama brings the halacha say that if someone tells Eidei Sheker, go be made for me, what's the halacha? You're going to be part of the Dinei Shemayim. Davka soicher ede shaker. Kamash malon, that it's grama ben azok, and that's part of the Dinei Adam Chayim Dinei Shemayim. But if someone's oimel ede shaker, you're going to be part of freik the shach. It's a plea. It's kenegin of a furish of Gemara. The Gemara says, by every ain't shlich of varavera, you chayav dina zuto. Ain't shlich of varavera has the taina of Yenna Gemara in Akoinus, of Divri Arav, Divri Atama, Divri Mishayim. That's the reason that ain't shlich of varavera. And Alpha Pekin, you see, chayav dina shemayim. Says the Ktsois. A dover nifla and a dover pasha. And that is that avada, if someone tells a shliach to go do an avera and the person does it, hagam in shliach ledvar avera, the mishalech is going to be chayim medina shamayim. Because at the end of the day, you set this guy up to do an avera. Lam de sahin, lam de saher. Avada, you're on some level complicit. You're an aider and a better. And as a result, you'll be chayiv. What chayiv? Tutzach in Shemayim is something that is above our pay grade. But there's going to be some din v'ched, it's going to come up somewhere. That, you know, you told someone to do an Avera and he did it. You're going to be Chayim Medina Shemayim on some level. What did Tosfos mean in Akoinus? What does the Rambam mean when he says that if someone tells Eidei Sheker, go say Eidus, the halacha is Yepot Medina Shemayim. He means Yepot Medina Shemayim, you don't have a Chiv Mamin. Meaning, Grom Ben Azokin is Pot Medina Yad of a Chai Medina Shemayim. Grom Ben Azokin is a Mazik. Every Mazik we just finished Bava Kama should be Chai Medina Yad. Kamach Mulan, if you're only a Grom, you're Pot Medina Yad. But Yechai Medina Shemayim. What does it mean Yechai Medina Shemayim? Pay the guy. Make him hold Medina Shemayim. That Chiv Mamin, that's something that Tosfos says, a soicher Eidei Sheker has, but someone that only tells Eidei Sheker is not going to be chayev for. When the Gemara says, Dina Rava, Dina Zuta, Ikebeinayu, that if somebody tells someone to do an Avera, even though Divir Rav, Divir Tam, Divir Shem, you're going to be chayev, Divir Shemayim, it just meant you're going to be chayev, slap on the wrist. You did something wrong, and as a result, you're going to be punished for it. But Avad, there's no chayev, Dina Shemayim, to act as if you actually did this thing that you sent the person to do. Right? Just to understand it a little bit better. It's pasha, but just in a little bit of a tiefer a nusach. Ein shliach l'dvar avera means that if the shliach does this thing, even though he's doing it at the behest of the mishaleach, it's not nisyaches to the mishaleach klalu klal. Not on a bedine adam digger level and not on a bedine shamayim digger level. The shliach did it, not the mishaleach. There's no level at which you can tell the mishalech, you know, you're a shtickle, the guy who did it, because let's be honest, you told him, and I understand all the sugyas. Abafar, you should get malchus because lamaisa, you have, the halacha is divrei arav, divrei atama, divrei mishoyim is a hafka gemur in the whole parsha of shlichus varaver. Not negeya. There is zero shlichus, and therefore the maisa, from that perspective, is not nisyachas bichlal to the mishalech. And by the way, the same would be true if someone was mazik, where you were mazik begrama, and you have the koyach hatayin of divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei mishayman. On no level in the world are you going to be responsible for the damage that occurred. Afilu b'dinei shamayim. Stating that, there is an idea of chayim midinei shemayim that there's going to be din v'cheshbon, right? There's din v'cheshbon for everything that a person does. Every word, afilu sicha kala, shebein ish l'ishtoi, they're going to tell a person after 120. So k'muvin, there's going to be some din v'cheshbon, and that's what the Gemara meant in the Sechtes Kedushin, Tafmem Gimel Amar Aleph, when the Gemara said, Dina Rabba v'dina zuta ikabeinayo. So what's the bottom line? We started with a question. The question was that if somebody tells a shlich to go ahead and do an aveir of him, ein shlich l'dvar aveir, That means that the shlichus is not nesiachus to you. What about medina shemaim? Are you chay medina shemaim or are you not chay medina shemaim? The answer is the shlichus is nit kein shlichus afilu on a dina shemaim the level. Meaning, even in the world of grama ben azakim potem medina yad v'chay medina shemaim, there's no chiyav afilu medina shemaim. But of course, there's a chiyav of medina shemaim. You did something wrong, and there's going to be a din v'cheshben, and it's a mafurish gemara, a mafurish gemara. Kedusha mem gimel amar aleph dina rabba v'dina zuta ikke beinayo. There's no question that on some level this person is going to be chaya medina shemaim. The shach in that piece where he's matmiya on Tosfos on the Rama, and he doesn't want to say this chiluk of the k'tzais. You have to learn up the shach why he didn't want to say this chiluk of the k'tzais. But in that piece, so there's a gilyan. It's in parentheses. The gilyan was written by the shach's edim. So this comes not from the shach; it comes from the edim, Hassan Hashach. But the shach's edim asked the following bomb question. It's from a Furish Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonason, Minayin She'ein Toyan in Lameses." How do you know that we don't offer up any tainas for a meses? So we know the halacha is that if someone's in Bezdin and there's a good taina that this person can have, but Yipotcha doesn't know the taina because he didn't learn or because he didn't hire the right toyan. So the halacha is that we try our best to try to give this person all the tainas that this person can have. Stating that, Rav Shmuel ben Achmedi said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, that is an exception to the rule, a mesis. Someone that's mesis umadiach, he gets someone to be oivet avodah zarah, for a person like that, we're never going to taina for him. So he said, how do I know that? We learned it from the Nachash HaKad Moini. We learned it from literally the Nachash in Parshas Bereishis. Amar Rav Simloi, harbei tainas hayoloi lenachash litan v'loi tain. There were many tainas that the Nachash could have tained, and he didn't tain. Meaning the Nachash, even though he was a chacham, the pasuk says, right? He was an Aram, but at the same time, Lamaisa Chayshem Mishpat he didn't know so well. Umipnei Maloi Tan Loi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So why didn't the Eibush tain them for him? Lafi Shaloi Tan Hu, because he didn't tain himself. And being that he didn't tain him, we don't tain him for him. Because when it comes to a mesis, we don't tain him for a mesis. Says the Gemara, my Havalei Meimer. What could he have said? Meaning, what's this grace of tain that he could have said? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what he could have said. Divrei Rav v'Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishaymin. He could have said Divrei Rav v'Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishaymin. The Nachash had the easiest alibi. He could have gotten out of his home. He could have had feet today. I don't know who he would have been, dinosaurs or camels, but the bottom line is the Nachash could have been thriving today. Why? Because he should have just said, what do you mean, Chava, listen to me? This is Einshlechot Varavera 101. Divrei Rav, Eibishter, V'divrei Talmud, the Nachash, Divrei Mishaymim. And if that's the case, you shouldn't have listened to me. So that would have been a good time, but he didn't tain it. Because he didn't tain it, ain't tain in Lameses. So fake the Shach's Eidim. He says, I don't understand. Divrei Rav, V'divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymim, how is it going to help? Einshlechot Varavera, why? Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymim. Stating that the Gemara says, Yichayiv, Midine Shamayim. So if the Gemara says Yichai Midine Shamayim, so you say Meris, that it only works to Patiyu Midine Yadam, but it doesn't work to Patiyu Midine Shamayim. And if it doesn't work to Patiyu Midine Shamayim, so Vosfolt Kahofin Vada Nochosh, if at the end of the day this Oynish was not Midine Yadam, but there was a Bezdin there that was paskining that we're going to chop off the legs of the Nochosh, the Osul Lavoi. No, what was happening over here was that Mishamayim was being punished. So this was anyways a Cheshmer Midine Shamayim. So if it's a Cheshmer Midine Shamayim, who kumt a reindo bechlau the tainif in Divya Rab, Divya Tamad, Divya Mishamayim? It's a Kushya Atsumo. So I'll tell you something interesting. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, and this is an Ur V'tumim. It's right here, Alatar, it's Simen Lamed Beis. So he brings this kasha, and he says like this. Listen to his lashon. V'lochei lo yodati ma shehevi ashach ezer kenegdoi mehach denochosh dehoyo, probably a pun, ezer kenegdoi in that parasha, mehach denochosh dehoyo loy lito in divrei rav v'divrei atalmen. Says the tumim, you know what the teretz is? Because what does the Gemara say? That ein shlech levar avera gets punished midine shamayim. But what's his punishment? Lashon the Gemara is dina zuta. Right? Dina rabba v'dina zuta ike b'nayo. Zok the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, the sham. What was the oynish that the Nachash got? Hoya oynish rabba. That wasn't a dina zuta. That was a dina rabba. Kinenshel ma'oid. He got a serious punishment. Kinema v'kro, like it says in the pasuk. V'nitel mimenu kol hadoro. All his shenkai, all the yoifi of the Nachash was taken away. Uba'inish Rabba, Mevur Bigamar L'Chachamim Potter. We know you're Potter. So says the says Rabbi Yonasan, he said, it's Pashat, that's the Nakuda. He says, this that we say that a person gets punished, that's Dina Zuta is going to get punished. But Avada Dina Rabba not. The Oynish of the Nochash was Dina Rabba. And because the Oynish of the Nochash was Dina Rabba, that's why over there, says the Gemara, Dina Rabbi didn't have to get. A punishment he would have gotten, but a Dina Rabbi didn't have to get. And because he didn't have to get a Dina Rabba, that was the Dina Rabba, that was the time that the Gemara says he could have said Divrei Rabba, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayim. But just to end with one Dover Nifla, and that is, it's in the Hafla in the Panim Yafis. So the Hafla makes a dirk. When Hashem starts tailing guys, the Oinshim, after the whole Chet of the Eitz Nadas. So first Hashem goes to the Nochash. Vayomer Hashem alikim ala Nochash, ki asiz azois. Or at the Mikola Behemo, Mikol Chayis Hasoda. Al Gachon Chos Eilech, va'ofer Toich al Koyim Eichayecha. Etc. etc. Then he goes to Chava. Elo Isha Omar, harba arba itzvoynech vehiroynech. The etzev tel dibonim, vel ishech tishu kosech, vahu yimshol bach. These are the 10 clauses that the Gemara says in Kedushin, in Erevin Dav Kuf, that Chavagah. Ula Adam Amar, and the final goes to Adam. Kisha matal lekoil ishtecha, vatoicha mino etz asher tzivisicha lema loisoicha mimeno, arura adama, vikoitz vedarda, bezeyes apecha toicha lechem, and then he tells him you're going to die. At shuvcha ladama, ki mimeno lukachta, ki ofer atavel, ofer toshu. The whole parish over here. So first, the nochash, then chava, and then Adam Arishin, says the hafla. If you look at Hashem's punishment to the nochash, he prefaces it, Vayomer Hashem alikim ala nochash ki asis ozois. Tells him why he's punishing him. I'm punishing you because of what you did. When it comes to Adam, I'm skipping. Ula Adam amar, ki shamata l'koy l'shtech. Vatoicha minu etz asher tzivisicha lemer loisoicha mimenu. That's why I'm going to punish you. He tells Adam Arishan what he did, and therefore I'm handing out this punishment. By Chava he doesn't say. Eloisha Omar, Harba Arba Itzvoinech Vehiroinech, the Etzav Tel Bibonim, Valisha Tishukasech Vuyim Shobach. Freak the Hafla, why is it that the Eibishter prefaces the Oynish of the Nachash with what the Nachash did, Kiyosisu Zois, the Eibishter prefaces the Oynish of Adam Arishan with what he did, Kishamatel Kolishtech Vatoichem and Esa Sher Tzivisich Olem Avoisaych Amimenu, and by Chavi just goes right to the Oynish. Eloisha Omar, Harba Arba Itzvoinech, Zog the Ponim Yafis, Yesh Lohimar. Because the emes is, the Nochash could have had a good taina. What was the taina that the Nochash could have had? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Nishoim. And the emes is, ordinarily, Psach Bichol Ilein, was supposed to taina for someone that has a good taina. Why did the Eibishter not taina for the Nochash? The reason is, because he was a mesis. And we don't taina for the mesis. So the Eibishter had to preface to the Nachash, he says, listen, I'm going to give you a major punishment right now. And one day, maybe you're going to learn, and you're going to know the sugya of Ein Shlich Advaraveira, and you're going to know Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishoimin, and you're going to be a shtickle disturbed. So I'm telling you now, Kiyosisa Zois, it's because of what you did that I didn't time it after you. It's because you were a Mesis of Madiach. And because of this Avera that you did, it's Tavka Zois. Had you done something else? And a chenami, we would have tied it to you. Kobe, you could have gotten out of this. Oh, but kiosis or zois, you were a mesis. And because you're a mesis, it's for that reason you're going to be punished. Then he goes to Adam Arishan, and he tells Adam Arishan, he says, Adam, I'm punishing you. Now, you're going to say, why are you punishing me? I don't understand. My wife told me to do it, right? I listened to my wife. So what's the answer? The answer is, you listen to your wife? You weren't supposed to listen to your wife. Who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin. Ula Adam Amar, Ki Shamato L'Koy L'Shtecho. Being that you listen to your wife, Divrei Mishoimin, who were you supposed to listen to? You weren't supposed to listen to your wife, you were supposed to listen to me. And being that you didn't, so therefore, you're going to be punished right now. Because at the end of the day, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. At the end of the day, who gets punished? It's always the person that does the Aveira. He's the one that gets punished. But then he went weiter and he says, maybe you're going to come to me, Adam Arishan, and you're going to tell me you hold like Shammai Azokin, which Shammai Azokin holds Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. And being that he holds Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, that means you don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim. So if you don't say Divrei Rav, so even though you ate, but you were acting as a Shliach, so if you're acting as a Shliach, don't kill the messenger, right? Because Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. You know what the answer to that is? What was the Aveira that you did? The Aveira that you did was you ate. And we know the Gemara says that even Shammai Azokin's Moide Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Why? Because even though Mesasik in kol ha-Torah kulos pater, but b'chelev u'b'arayas yechayev shekeinena. So the Eibush is telling Adam HaRishon, I'm telling you right now that you're going to be punished. You're going to ask me, why am I being punished? At the end of the day, all I'm doing is, I'm following orders. I'm only a shliach. The Torah says, ki shamata l'koy l'shtecho. You listen to the Talmud. You were supposed to listen to the Rav. And I feel him, Tim Tzoloy, man, you're going to tell me, yeshliach l'dvar aveiro, o'b'vatoicha l'noeitz. You ate, and because you ate, that's why there's an aveiro. So the Eibishter comes to the Nochash, he has to bavarn something. What's he bavarning? He's bavarning. Why didn't I not taina for you? When he goes to Adam HaRishon, he also has to bavarn. What's he bavarning? He's bavarning Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin, and he's bavarning on the side of Yeshlich Levar Aveir as well. But as it relates to Chava, he didn't have to bavarn anything. You know why he didn't have to bavarn anything? Because Mamon of Shal Chava is going to be Chayev. Because Chava did both. Chava ate as the Shliach of the Nochash, and Chava was Mishaleach to Adam HaRishon. So Mamon of Shochav is going to be Chayev. Because if you say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin, so then Chava is going to be Achroi for eating. And if you say Fakert, that it works the other way around, so that there is a shlichus, so then Chav is going to be achroi for other meaning. So for Chav, it wasn't necessary to bavarn anything, because Mamon of Shochav is in trouble. The Nochash was only a mesis. Adam only was on the receiving end. Chava was Sai Mesis and Sai Shiei. So Chava Mamon of Shochah is going to be Chayav. So Zokta Afla, that's why in Pshad and the Pasuk, Hashem tells the Nochash, Ki Yosis Azois, Hashem tells Adam, Ki Shamat Al Kei Lushtecha, V'atoicha Min O'etz, but as it relates to Chava, Mamon of Shochah, she was going to be Chayav, and that's why Hashem didn't bavarn anything with Chava.